Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, "It's a yes for me." Say yes to trending looks like tube tops, dad shorts, and miniskirts for less than online, or vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway. With all the styles to choose from, there's a yes around every corner. Because saving money and looking good is what you do. It's a yes for you and your bank account. Hit up Ross for your certified yes for me moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of She. In this episode, I am going to share some reasons why it's worth starting a side hustle if you have not, but maybe that's something you've been dreaming of. Maybe it's something you've been thinking about doing, but maybe just need that little like boost, that little push to kind of go for it. That's what I hope this episode is for you today. Side hustles are really near and dear to my heart. As much as I don't love the word hustle, it's near and dear to me because I really believe in the beauty of working from home, getting to work on your own schedule. And for me personally, everything I do now, from the small businesses I run, like SoulScripts and my business education company, as well as all that I do as an author and a podcaster and a clean beauty advocate and Instagram influencer and all the things, like all that I'm doing now started with a teeny tiny side hustle back in college when I was a college student and just needed to earn a little extra cash on the side and needed a creative outlet and a break from school. I started with an Etsy store and it evolved into so much more. And pretty much everything I have done started as a small side hustle. It wasn't originally a full-time thing. I was a wedding photographer there for a little bit and started that with a little wedding photography side hustle. And then it evolved into a full-time business. My clean beauty stuff like started as a little side hustle, a little extra stream of income. And then it grew into something so much more like sustainable and more significant than just a side hustle. So, you know, whether you hope to work for yourself full-time one day or, you know, want to ever do that or just want to do something fulfilling and creative or life-giving or, you know, enjoyable on the side of whether it's motherhood or school or your current full-time job or just need to earn a little extra income for your family's budget or for your own, you know, investments you want to make into things like your health or products or things that, you know, you maybe really value but just need a little extra cash for. There are so many opportunities and possibilities. And I think sometimes when we have been thinking about ways to create extra income, we just don't go for it because there's so many distractions and there's almost opportunity overload, I think. And it can be really scary to kind of start something new. So I hope that this episode gives you that little push, that little boost you may need to take the next right step and to maybe start pursuing the thing you've really been wanting to do or that you've been really thinking about trying, but just have not gone for yet. So without further ado, I give you the reasons why it's worth starting a side hustle.
You're listening to She with Jordan Lee Dooley, a personal development podcast for the everyday woman. Come invited, leave ignited. Here's your host, Jordan Lee Dooley.
So I'm going to give you a handful of reasons why I believe it is worth starting a side hustle. Even if you don't want to be a full-blown entrepreneur right now or anything like that, I want to give you a handful of reasons to really take this seriously and consider maybe stepping into a side hustle, okay? So reason number one is that it will give you more flexibility, especially more flexibility than, you know, a part-time job or a 9-to-5 job where you are kind of on the clock, right, for someone else. So there's so many side hustles that you can work that are truly, you make your own schedule, whether that's driving for Uber or doing photography on the side or bookkeeping or whatever, you can make it work with your schedule. And if your full-time gig, whether that's mothering or student life or working a full-time job or whatever, in the times, in the seasons that becomes really busy, you can scale back on your side hustle. And when that's not so demanding or it's not quite so crazy, you can kind of scale up on your side hustle and put more into it. But you can really control your schedule with most side hustles. And that's what's really cool about it. So that's one thing. And I think in tandem with that, with the whole conversation around flexibility, For me personally, when I started my first side hustle, and then I've started many side hustles since then, and some of those have evolved into, you know, less of a side hustle and more of a full-time thing, and some of them just stayed as small little side hustles. But really, anything that I have started as a small side hustle, a large reason why I started doing those things, especially early on when I was still trying to figure out my business and kind of create some income in a way that provided flexibility for me, is because even when I started back at the age of like 20 or 21, I knew that at some point in the future, I was going to want the flexibility for being able to be a stay-at-home mom or be available for my family, whatever that looked like. And so I even went into it with the mindset of this may not become a forever thing, or this alone, this specific path may not be my long-term career, but I want to start dabbling in these like freelancing things and these things that I have more ownership of and more flexibility in, because my hope is that at some point in the future, I can then turn it into something more and have that flexibility so that when I have a family, when I'm married, when I, you know, am a grown up, if you will, because at the time I was still kind of finishing college, it was important to me to kind of set myself up for at least having the option to have flexibility in the future when I eventually got married, became a mom, etc. So now that I'm in my, you know, I don't know if it's mid or late 20s. What's 28? 28 is considered late 20s, right? So now being in your late 20s, or my late 20s, your late 20s, you know, I'm definitely more in that frame of mind around family and, you know, marriage and all those things. And so it's really served me well, even through, for me personally, I've had a bumpy start to motherhood with multiple losses and just significant challenges in that regard. But even through that, like, it really, because I said yes to a small side hustle several years prior, that then evolved and led to so much more. I have the flexibility to, like, when I've walked through losses, I've been able to say, okay, I'm going to clock out for 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to take a step back. We're going to pause, you know, and I wouldn't have that flexibility had I never opened the door to the path that I'm on now with a small side hustle. So it feels really close to my heart, the whole thing about flexibility, not only in the side hustle itself and being able to scale it up or scale it down, depending on how busy your season is, but also for the potential long-term flexibility it can provide. Because a lot of people's careers or their businesses or the things that they start to do as a full-time gig start off as a little side gig, you know? So I just really believe in the power of what a side hustle can bring about for not only your present in terms of having some flexibility with it and you having a little bit more of a say over how much you do with that, but also the long-term possibilities that can come with it in terms of flexibility and how important that can really be when you are thinking about family or wanting to invest more time into your family, or if you have some health challenges or whatever, maybe something you need to put time and energy into. So that's the first thing, room for more flexibility. The second thing, and this is, I think, equally as important, it allows you to work on your passion, or in other words, it allows you to do something that's fulfilling for you. And I think sometimes we feel like, you know, our full-time job or our full-time career or whatever we're doing as our vocation, if you will, has to be like the most fulfilling thing in our life. And ideally, that would be the case. But for some of us, that's not always realistic. Some of us, you know, or for some people, it's like, man, they really get fulfillment out of the thing they're doing on the side. You know, maybe they're painting on the side or doing a creative, you know, side hustle, whether that's photography or design or painting or something else. And that's really where they feel a lot of fulfillment. Their 9-to-5 job, like, is okay. Maybe they're unsatisfied in it. Maybe they're okay with it. But the thing that really brings them to life is what they get to do in their side gig. And I think what's cool about a side gig too is there's very low pressure with it. Like, that'd be great if it evolves into something more. Maybe you never want it to evolve into something more, and that's also okay. But I think the lower pressure of it, because you know, it's not maybe your main thing, and the ability to choose something that is close to your heart, that you feel passionate about, that's connected to an area you want to make an impact, that brings you to life, is, you know, life-giving and enjoyable for you. That's important. And getting to pour some of that energy into an activity, whether that's something creative or something relational or something else, like, that can also be a huge gift, because it brings so much, such a sense of purpose in our lives. And I think sometimes we forget how important that sense of purpose is, because we may just be doing the, you know, mundane everyday things to maintain our households and go to work and do all the things. And yeah, you may not feel like you have a whole lot of time for a side hustle, but I also think we can sometimes go into autopilot and we can start to zone out, and we spend a lot of time scrolling or watching Netflix just to kind of like I don't know, kind of like numb out a little bit, right? Because just life is so full of demands. And I think that's where a side hustle is really cool. It allows us to work on our passions. It allows us to do something that is fulfilling to us, even if our full-time career or whatever we're doing full-time isn't super fulfilling, or even if it is. It's like, what's wrong with having more fulfilling things in our life, right? Like if it fills you up, like that's a good thing, right? So reason number two is fulfillment, really. It's something that would allow you to work on your passion. And I think that that's so important in a world that's so fast paced. I think when we are working in our passion, when we're working and doing something that's fulfilling to us, it naturally causes us to be more present. It naturally causes us to slow down and really pay attention to what we're doing. I know when I'm working in the lanes of my passion, when I'm writing, when I'm creating, like I'm more present because I'm paying attention, because I'm leaning into what I'm doing, you know, and I'm not just trying to get it over with, you know? So number two is fulfillment and the opportunity to really work on your passion, especially if that's not something that you really get to do throughout your everyday life. The third reason is it can actually be really helpful when making a career change. When you are looking to make a career change, you may not be in the position to quit your full-time job and devote your time fully to your new career path or the shift you want to make. This is really true if you don't have a lot of work experience or opportunities in your new field that you want to move into yet. So I think what's really, I think, special about a side hustle is that starting your intended new career as a side hustle gives you a chance to build yourself up in that field and get some experience without necessarily just jumping without a parachute, right? Like you can start earning a little bit of income in that area. You can start testing your concept. You can see what's working, what's not working, make some shifts, learn the ropes without necessarily just dropping your full-time income, right? Like instead of just stepping out of your current job, because I think a lot of people think if they want to pursue their dream, they have to quit their job and go start a business or quit their job and go to Nashville or whatever they're wanting to do. And it's like, or we could start the thing we want to do as a little side gig and maybe try to build that up and prove the concept and earn a little bit of income and create a financial runway. And then we can transition into something more full-time. And so it really takes the stress and the fear out of feeling like you have to just quit your job and go do something, right? And making a career change or shifting into a different type of work. So all of that said, starting your intended new career or your new, you know, on your dream, starting it as a side hustle really does give you the chance to build yourself up in that field and learn some things and earn some income before stepping out of your current job. That way you won't be without a steady source of income while you work your way up and start getting more experience in the area that you really want to be in. So that's huge. Are you ready to make your first $1,000 from a side hustle? It's possible. I know it's so hard to get started, but once you get that first domino to fall, once you get your first customer and get things going, it's unlimited potential from there. I started with a really small Etsy shop side hustle and turned it into multiple profitable businesses over time. And I want to help you have the opportunity to do the same. So I created a free workshop, and inside I am showing you how to earn your first $1,000 so you can get your side hustle off the ground, even if you're not sure what kind of side hustle you even want to do yet. If you want to grab a seat, it's completely free. Just tap the link in the show notes or go to learn.theownitacademy.com/1000100, the actual numbers, don't spell out 1000. Go to that link, grab a seat. It's completely free, but it's only available for a limited time.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can. Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your door is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Save time and money as a Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. An average customer saves over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join and they give. Being a new mom, it's chaos over here, and it is not always easy to get to the store or the local farm where I love to source things, but it is really important for me to be thoughtful about the ingredients and the products we use in our home, the food that we eat, all of the things that we're consuming and around every single day. And so I love that Thrive Market makes it really easy to get high quality products with really great ingredients sent right to my door. It's such a lifesaver. We love to get some organic snacks for the kids. There's a brand called Amara. They have these clean smoothie melts that the boys love. So we get that in every order. I get the Rosy dish soap and dish detergent. That's a favorite. That comes in every box of mine. And it's such a lifesaver because literally right as I'm running out, I get a box to my door and I'm like, oh good, our dish soap is here. We also love to get some beef tallow. They have a high quality beef tallow that we use to cook with, beef gelatin, a bunch of other goodies and good quality stuff. And it makes life so easy. So if you want to save time and money, shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/she for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/she. thrivemarket.com/she.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The fourth reason is that working a side hustle and trying new things like this really will develop you. It's a way to use your free time to grow yourself, to better yourself, versus just using your free time to watch Netflix or, you know, numb out and scroll on social media. Like, if you have some free time, why not put it into something productive, something that could evolve into something that completely changes your life, or at least feels like it's fulfilling and makes an impact and is enjoyable for you and is kind of like a creative release or, you know, an enjoyable thing to do with your time that's not just sitting around, right? I think what's important to think about too is how you use your free time now. And you might go, oh my gosh, I don't have any free time. But when you have those, like, that margin, those gaps, those hours or minutes even where there's not necessarily something on your calendar, what do you use your free time doing? You know, and that's not to say rest isn't important. I mean, rest is really important. And without it, you won't be recharged and ready to do your best every day. But if you're spending your free time, you know, scrolling your phone or on the computer, watching television, et cetera, there may be a better use for that time. So why not take a few hours of your free time each week to work on a side hustle, to build something, to pour yourself into something that's fulfilling for you, makes an impact, maybe brings in a little extra income, but also grows you. Because when you're working on a side hustle, yes, you have the opportunity to make more income. You have the opportunity to do something fulfilling, but you also have the opportunity to learn new skills, to learn relationships, to navigate a new field. Like, it will help you. It will grow you. It just will. You know, that's like part of what doing fulfilling work does. The byproduct of that is that you just start to grow as a person. When you start working in a new area and you start stepping outside your comfort zone, you begin to grow as a person. So all of that said, I want to make sure I say this. Don't replace all your downtime or all your rest with more work, but maybe use a little bit of that free time to improve your life, to learn new skills, to maybe make some extra money and grow your confidence and really grow yourself in the process. Because the point of free time is to focus on what you want to do, right? But at the same time, a side hustle could really allow you to, who knows, you know, change your entire life eventually. But at the very least, it will help you grow and it will develop you and develop new skills and new knowledge and all of that in you in the present. And you never know what it might lead to in the future. Okay. Number five, and this is kind of in tandem with number four, it's very similar, but number five is that you will have the opportunity to learn new skills. And I think sometimes when we grow up, we forget to be a constant student. We're just surviving. It sometimes seems like we're just going through life, working on our responsibilities and all the things. But I think we sometimes forget, like, there's so much joy and purpose and power in learning new things, learning new skills, et cetera. So even if you want to stick to an industry that you're familiar with, having a little side hustle of your own can also help you lean into acquiring some new skills and learning some new things. You could really take this as an opportunity to start up a gig in a new industry or to broaden your skill set even further. And the great thing about a side hustle is that it's entirely up to you what you want to do. Like, you don't have to necessarily have a degree in something, but you could start like watching YouTube videos on how to do videography or how to, you know, how to do renovations or how to paint certain, you know, things. I don't know. My point is, like, you get to decide what you want to learn and then you can go learn it. Like, that's the coolest thing. Like, for me, all the stuff I do with Clean Beauty and with Crunchy kind of started as just a little side hustle. I was already sharing, you know, my full-time job is I write, I podcast, I have a couple courses. Like, that's kind of my main gig. But I really had become passionate about Clean Beauty and I found a brand I really loved. And so I started sharing it and I was making zero money doing that. And I realized they had an opportunity to make money with it as an advocate. So I was like, oh, well, that'd be smart because I'm sending so much business their way anyway. So I signed up as an advocate. And just in my mind, when I did that at first, it was like, this will be a great little extra stream of income. Like, why not, you know? And within a year or so, it became so much more than just a little extra like cash here and there. It became something so much more significant and a huge blessing. But what was so interesting is in that process, even if it never would have become, you know, a bigger thing, I learned so much. I learned so much about the beauty industry. I learned so much about skincare and skin health because that's always been a struggle of mine. So it's something I was genuinely interested in. And I just learned new skills. I learned new skills about marketing a product that wasn't mine that I created. I learned so much. And so really getting outside my comfort zone, and that wasn't necessarily something that was a core part of my work to begin with, but it's kind of become that way. And in the process, I was not only stretched, but I also had to stretch my skills and take on new knowledge and learn new things. And I think that's really cool. You know, like 5 years ago, if you would have told me you will be basically an expert on clean beauty and the beauty industry in 5 years, I'd have been like, psh, what? Like, that has literally nothing to do with what I'm doing, you know? So kind of, you know, leaning into a side hustle, you get to pick what you care about learning about, and then you get to acquire these new skills and be stretched. And again, that's not only going to develop you, but it's going to add to your arsenal and it's going to make you a more interesting person, a more well-rounded person. And I think we just forget, like, there's value in being a constant student. So, you know, if you're not really sure what you want your side hustle to be or what you want to learn, look into some adjacent skills first, like skills that are adjacent to what you already know or things you're already doing, the industry you're already working in. And then you can work on an entirely new set of skills once you've built up your confidence a little bit more. Like, you don't have to necessarily just jump into something random unless there is something that you're genuinely interested in. But if nothing else, remember that working for yourself teaches you not only how to, you know, learn the new skill of whatever it is you may be doing, but it also teaches you how to find clients, how to negotiate contracts, how to build relationships, how to manage your time, how to deliver good results. These are all important skills that will be transferable to anything that you do, right? Marketing skills, communication skills, negotiation skills, all of those things are going to be invaluable to any career path you may find yourself on down the road, even if you don't stay working in the industry of the side hustle you may work on, you know, in the present. So, there you have it. Five reasons to start a side hustle, or five reasons why it's worth having a side hustle in case you needed a little convincing or a little push. If it's something you've been thinking about, if there's an idea you've had, something you've wanted to do, you know, take the pressure off of yourself to make it like this $1 million thing overnight. It doesn't have to succeed immediately. It can be something you slowly build. But remember, it's not just about making extra income. That's primarily the reason most people get into side hustles. And it's a dang good reason to. Like, I support it. That's why I started side hustles. But it can also be to add something that's fulfilling to your life, right? To learn new skills, to grow yourself, to create some flexibility, and to have some say and ownership over something if you don't feel like you have that right now. So there's more reasons than just, you know, earning extra income, which is a good reason, but there's some other really good ones. So take the pressure off yourself to do it perfectly and just allow yourself to take the next right step. And if you've been thinking about starting a side hustle, don't hesitate to do it. And If you have been wanting to start a side hustle, but feeling a little unsure of where to start and how to get that going, I put together a free workshop for you on how to earn your first $1,000 from a side hustle. So if you are ready to get this thing going and you want to figure out how to get it off the ground and get your first customer and really get it moving, this free workshop will help you do just that with some really helpful steps to getting all of that figured out and finding the right lane for you when it comes to what side hustle makes the most sense, as well as earning your first $1,000 from your side hustle. We're going to reverse engineer this and really create a roadmap for you to follow so that you can earn your first $1,000 and beyond from a side hustle. So if you want to check that out, grab a seat at the link in the show notes or just go to learn.theownitacademy.com/1000.
I'd love to hear from you. It makes me so happy to see you tuning into this show. So if you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Jordan Lee Dooley and tell me what your favorite quote or takeaway from today's show was so that I can see what's helping you and even feature what you share. This keeps me inspired and encouraged to keep creating new content. And it's a great way to share something that your friends might love too. I can't wait to see you in Instagram world, my friend. Thanks for tuning in.
To learn more about the She Podcast or to get involved in Jordan's growing community, visit jordanleedooley.com. Thanks for joining in today. Until next time, remain committed to intentional choices that refine your heart, faith, health, and work, because your story is much too important to settle for anything less.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.